On the Pesach Menachah, the second to last line.
Oh, Amar
Rebbe Yehuda. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Lo Shonu Elashein Chut HaMashker L'Shiyarit Kenegdo. So Rashi learns that this halacha of that we're merkader, so that we have one option where we jump over it, right? So we remember Leah the whole thing in the Chabal of Nanamis. And if you can't be Mavliya, you're Makadr. Then we said that there, with the case of the Kaisel, if it's too steep, which a person doesn't walk the Bechlal, so it's not really part of the Tchum, so we basically ignore it. We're Mashiach or the mountain, we go Vaiter. So he's going to apply that not to the case of a Kaisel, but to the case of a valley. If the valley is so steep that if you would take a plumbob, excuse me, and you would extend it out dalanamis from the top, the edge of the rim of the valley, and it'll basically go down straight, which means it's so steep that there's not you don't have a slope blocking the plumbob. Now it doesn't say over here how long the plumbob is; it just says how far you stick it out. The more is going to say stick it out 4 amas. It could be, you're talking about going, Sapasha means going down to the bottom, it's going down to the bottom of the thing, so that's one possibility. So if it's 50 amas deep, and all you got, the movement, it moved out 4 amas, and that's it. So that's so steep that we ignore it. So what we do is we, basically, that whole distance is ignored. You measure the tchum till here, you ignore that, you measure the tchum from the bottom, you ignore that gap.
You don't estimate, you ignore?
You ignore. Lashon Elisha, you're connected. That if the Chodim Mashkarlis, if the rope of the weight, which we call it a plumbob, doesn't go down directly opposite the top. Chodim Mashkarlis, you're connected. So you measure Medida Yafa, which Rashi says it means it's very steep. You just go down on the bottom and you measure the flat ground on the bottom. And you ignore the slope. Become an imkos shel guy. That that's really a new point. So now the next question is this halacha that we can mavli it with a chut with a chevel of nunamis. Is there any difference how deep the guy is? So Amar Rabbi Yosef Alpay, he said if it's up to 2,000 amas deep, where you can have mavliyah in the chevel of 50 amas. So you have a very, very deep, very, very steep, and very, very narrow gully, that would work. But if it's more than, if it's deeper than that, you have to do the process of makadr. Esei Abaya. So Abaya asked the kasha on Rabbi Yosef. He says, Omoik kuf, v'roichav nun, Mavliyo, he gives you the depth of 100. Vimlav ain mavliyo. So you're not mavliyo. If it's more than deeper than 100, you have to do mekader. The Mora says, "Who the omer kachirim?" So even though that's true in that brisa, there's a different brisa which says not like that. And the different brisa says 2,000. The Tanya chirim omer mafilo omer apayim v'roichav non mavliyo. Ika de Amri, there's a second version of how this is presented. Omer of Yosef, I feel Yosef me alpayim. There's no limits. Where says, come on, the loy katana kama. Well, loy kacher, that's like neither of them.
I'm going to grasp.
Some more answers. Hosam shein chuta mashkalash yari kenegdoi. Hocha bechuta mashkalash yari kenegdoi. So in a case where it's not the machlokes between the Tanakhama and the Acherim, whether you have 100 or you have 2,000, is in a case where it's the Ein Chod the Meshkel Shadar Connector. So since you're able to walk it, so then after a certain depth, we say we can't be mavliyit. But over here, it's a case of Rabbi Yosef's case, the case of Chod the Meshkel Shadar Connector. Um, But over here, with the Rieza's case, the case of Ein Chodom is Chodichel Mashkalos Yerid Kenegdoi. So it's so deep, it's so steep that the fact that it's very deep doesn't bother us. Okay. Now, for the Merkash, Vichy Ein Chodom Mashkalos Yerid Kenegdoi Ad Kama. So how far out do you stick it out that we measure this? You know, if you put it out 50 amas from the edge, it'll go down straight. What's the shear? So I'm revimi dalad. Remember, Yecheskel dalad. The shear is dalad amas. Okay.
Can you explain that? I mean, conceptually, until now we were trying to get the straight distance, and as much as we could, we ignored the landscape. We were just going 2,000 amas straight.
Hello, good morning, Rabbi.
So conceptually, if you have a very steep valley, why would you ignore that distance and kind of? I mean, it's still within. Like before, our goal was to go straight 2,000 amas, ignoring the landscape. And now, for some reason, the landscape matters.
Well, the Gemara is going to. The Gemara is going to point out that for medidas which are derises, we don't do this. So by Agua Rufa, that the Rashi is in the Mishnah Zehu, that's where this is the one, the Lafuke case of Agua Rufa, which is in the rice of measuring it. So there you measure everything. But over here, it's a Rabbanan. So Chazal came along and said, listen, our goal was to give a distance beyond the city where walking was possible. So we have to discuss different levels of potential walking. We're going to use different approaches. So it's b'chal not walkable. So then, basically, if we can find a way to ignore it, we'll ignore it. Okay, let's see Rashi. This is the bottom Rashi in Nuches Amud Aleph. Lo Yishonu the Mekader. So Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that this halacha that we're Mekader.
Good morning, Pinchas.
Ela denicha tashmishte. It's easily usable. Shem ukim kolkach shein chutu mashkelos yerid kenegdo. Its slope is such. Excuse me. Which means kishmaniach chutu mashkelos habanoyim the rope of the weight which the Benoyim, the builders, use. Eitzel Tzvosib, sticking out from the rim. The Yeredes La'omkei, and as it's going down, Minakefes B'shipuoi, it's going to hit the side. Ma'akva Hamadron Mileri the connector, and the slope will not allow the Chuta Benoyim, the Chuta Mashkelos, to reach the bottom. Connect the Ella Marchika Milamata, but at the bottom it's going to push it out at a distance. Connect was Masha Mechuvin, it has to go straight down. The Morse of the Chamon Mefarish and Mabez, the Adalanamas Karele Yerid Connect it. Shaka Hashipua, as the Mishkalish Lakakios, the Alanamas be connected to Mosel Yon. If the bottom is 4 Amas extended out, that's also called it's going straight down for our purpose. If it's extended out more than that, it's already called that it's not. It's not straight up and down for our purposes.
Don't you only go Dalai Lama's out?
Well, the point of Dalai Lama's out, here's the slope, here's the bottom. Right? So I put this thing down, so if it hits here, so by the time it gets to the bottom, it's further out. If Dalai Lama's out would be here, so it means the time it gets down to here, it's going to be more than Dalai Lama's out from where it was in town. So that's the idea.
The second Dalai Lama's tells you, but even if it slides on the slant a little bit within 4 Amas, it's still considered straight.
That's the 4 Amas that you gave when you stuck it, when you extended it out. I can technically have a wall which is perfectly vertical. So then if I put out 1 inch, it's going to hit the bottom.
Direct, yeah.
Right. I have a wall which is not perfectly vertical. Right, so it's not a 90-degree angle. It's an 87-degree angle. So I have to put it out a foot before it hits the bottom. If I do that till I get to the point where I can hit, it'll be 4 Dalai Lamas extended out from the top to the bottom. That's all I get. Sorry?
Once it goes over Dalet Amo.
Then you have to do some process, either Makata or Mavliya. But if it just goes straight out, it goes straight up and down, so you just basically ignore it. So that you might, you know, gain, it extends out 4 or 5 feet, but you ignore those 4 or 5 feet and you measure to the edge of the rim and you measure from the bottom, you ignore the slope.
What's the difference between Makata and Mavliya in terms of feet? When do we do each one of them?
Mavliya is only when you have the option of getting it within a rope of 50 amas. And there's one edge to the other is 50 amas, or you can find some way to, by going to the edge of the city, you'll find a spot where you can do it in one rope.
So if it's in one rope, it doesn't matter how long the distance is, it's included in that, you can be Mavli all that extra.
Right, so then you can Mavli come back on the other side, right?
Makata
is when you can't be Mavli, so then you have to measure down the slope. Right. So we're saying over here that this halacha, but if it gets to a very steep slope, we just ignore it. We don't do that.
Don't do Makata.
You don't do Makata. You just ignore it. Okay. Abim hoyachut meshkal sheyor kenegdo. So svasos kufa ma'od. The wall is very 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 vertical. It means at the bottom does not extend out more than the top, more than Dalet Amos. So then, Ein Midas, what does he do? Medidas? Ein Midroino Mamayat Midas, okay. Ein Midroino Mamayat Midas Atchum. So that slope doesn't count towards the measure of the tchum. I get a keter through the process of keter, but rather nicholas says, okay, you go down the cliff. You measure from the floor. You measure the regular measure on flat ground. You go to the other side and then you continue. If the other side is that vertical, you do the same thing.
Space becomes basically null.
Right. I mean, what we're basically discussing is it's up to Dalet Amos. So going down, you might lose up to Dalet Amos, and you might gain 8 amas. You know, guy, how deep can this be? The name of Mavliya Kishul Rochem. How deep do we allow it to allow us to be Mavliya? So Rabbi Yosef said, Alpai. Abu Yosef Mikata, if it's deeper than Alpai, I feel Yochel Avliyoy, Enam Avliyoy El Mikata. Even though Havlo would work, you have a way to be Mavliyoy with a Chevel of Nanamis, you have to be Mikata. So more as the Kasha, that he said more than 2,000 in the second version, the Bryce only said 1,000. So the answer is it said, Hasim Kishen Chodem Mashkel Shir Kenegda. Puluk to the Tanakama, Bacherim Hill, that's where they're arguing. It's walkable slightly. We remark that it can't be too deep. But if it's chut the meshkal shi'ar kenegdo, then I don't care how deep it is, you ignore it. If it's chut the meshkal shi'ar kenegdo, which means it goes basically straight down or up the Dalet Amos out, so there's no, according to the second version, there's no limit to how deep it could be.
Yeah, I'm not jumping. You could have a huge cliff, and then
right.
Could be way out here.
Correct. You would ignore the. You ignore the. As long as it's very, it's, you know, almost vertical, you would ignore it. Ad kama yisrachik hamashkelus mikenegdoi the curly ain yared connect yared benachrebei. How much can it extend out up the Dalet Amos? Okay. This halacha that we do havlo, if it's very gentle slope, we don't do havlo. So havlo requires a certain level of steepness. If it's too steep, we ignore it. If it's very steep, we ignore it totally. If it's less steep, we can either do Havloah or Mekater if Havloah is not possible. And if it's a more gentle slope, the law is you must do the process of Mekater. So that's what Rob is adding right now. So what's the shear? It's a har which is Mislak and Yud Mitoch Dalet. So when you travel Dalet Amis, you will have a gain or a loss in height of Yud Tvachim. And there's a machloikis of the Dalet Amis. It means Dalet Amis actually the hypotenuse. The Dalet Amis would mean had you went out straight, it had it been the leg of the triangle. In other words, you're going down, it means you're walking Dalet Amis this way, or going out Dalet Amis this way, how far down did you go? That's a machloikis. Well, the difference is, I think, 24 degrees or 26 degrees. That's the difference. If I recall correctly, I don't remember the exact numbers, but.
Is pretty not steep.
Yeah.
Right? Well, where are you counting from? I guess that's the question. Is it this way?
No, I was saying that if you draw the angle of the, if here's your triangle, and you draw the angle of here.
Okay. Very steep.
That's pretty steep. That's very steep.
That's like Healy.
That's like more than Healy. Yeah.
What's Healy?
The
street Healy.
Yeah.
What's the machlok?
Somebody told me that there's according to one of these record books, there's the steepest traveled street in the country is in Pittsburgh. So as he drove over there, you get to the top of the street, you get to the top, you don't see the street. You look out, you cannot see the street going down. You just like go over a cliff. Just believe that there's a street there. Right?
Yeah.
It's like 38 degrees, something like that. Okay. But he says, if you need to travel 5 amas to get the depth of 10 tefachim, which means it's less of a slope, so you have to measure it Medina Yafa. Now, Tosis points out that over here, the Medina Yafa over here is different than the Medina Yafa, which you use at the top of the page. Top of the page, the Medina Yafa meant you measure, you ignored it. Over here, it means you're Mekater to measure it as if it was flat. Because the point of Keter is to try and approximate as if it was flat. Right? Because the idea of Keter is it's one person stands here, one person stands here. And he holds it by his feet, he holds it by his chest, so it's a flat line. Then you go to the next spot, you do again a flat line. So as if you made flat lines, the final, the aggregate of all those flat lines would be as if it would be a straight line. It's a lot of flat lines, just each one step down.
So he's basically saying you do that everywhere. Everywhere that's kind of flat.
Right, so if it's mislaka, yud mitechei, shimayim didiyaf. Now, do you get to a point where it's so flat that you don't have to do that? You just measure it straight. There probably is. The Mor doesn't give us what that is. Right, like if it's a 1 degree angle, we're not going to, you don't have to do anything. Right, so that's you just measure it straight. Ravuna breidur of nosin masin the kula. So, see, he's creating it's according to this version, he's creating a chumrah that you have to do keter on a lesser slope. But what about Nosson is more makel. He says like this, Amar Rava, Lo yishanu ela b'har mislaka d'asur mitar chomesh. When do we have to do either Havloah or Keter? When the angle is 10 tefachim deep over a distance traveled of 5 amas. Of a har mislaket, a ser mitoch dalid, oim de v'halachla. Then you apply the rule of oim de v'halachla. That's steep enough that you don't ignore it totally, because that's chudim shalosh yeri kenegdoi. But you are oimid, you do oimid like we had before, we do oimid. So now we have a madrega where you ignore totally, a madrega where you do oimid, the drega where you do Havloah or Keter, and then the drega which is so gentle you just measure it straight. So we're going to have 4 madregas. according to this version. So Rashi, Mislaka Yud Mitoch Dalet, Habal Lilkoit Kamu Humagbia, person would be calculating how much he's traveling, going up, Vahelech, Mitoch Yutzvachim Goiva. Find that his altimeter shows he's went up 10 tefachim. Kadam shegia lehilot al adamas before he's actually walked al adamas. Amatei chomesh. So according to the first version, it is over there kakarka chaloka dami. I'm sorry, the first one doesn't. That's considered flat. Umbadam diri yafa ve'ein kamlo havlova lekiri. You used to measure the slope straight. That's the first version. You measure the slope straight. So that's when you measure straight. So if it's too steep, you ignore it, and if it's yud mitoch dalet, you do kiddur or havloah, and if it's less than that, you don't do anything at all. Master the kula b'har meshupa who to be inan havloah ikiddur of a zokuf oimed bezokuf. If it's very steep, oimed ba'alma, you just estimate. Okay. My time. People will see and think that the tchum extends out to that point. We said two explanations before what that means. Either the pshat was in a case where you're able to have lead on the side, but Kenega the city, this valley extends beyond 2,000. So you want to measure on the side all the way beyond 2,000, come back and then measure backwards. So people will say that Tchum goes that far. Or alternatively, the problem was that you want to go too far that way, away from the city. So neither those in Supshat and Rashi said those are not acceptable. Okay. Imenu Yochel Avliyoy, Torabon Ketzim Mekadron, Tatan Kenega Liboy, Ayun Kenega Margolosev. So one holds it by his heart, one holds it by his feet. Rabbayan Nikitina, we have a Masero, in Makadr El Bechel Shal Arba Amas, that the rope is 4 Amas long. Since a person's height is close to 4 Amas, so basically by going out 4 Amas and going up 4 Amas, you're not losing any distance. Okay, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Bravua. Somebody here said, take out the word Nikitinan. A Mekadron Loiba Egla Rufa, Loiba Ari Miklad, Neshehen Shaltera. Cases we deal with the rice is then you measure, you don't do Kedar. So you measure straight, whatever amounts of ground you're going to cover by walking over here. Even though it's at a slope, it's all measured as if it was flat. So, Grashi, Bari Miklat, Betchum, Ari Miklat, Likloit. So, Ari Miklat, the Locha is, and not only is the city Karlat and protects the person, but the Tchum of the city also protects the person. Nan, Kashem, Shair, Karlat, this Kach, Tchuma, Karlat, this. So, the Tchum is also Karlat. Begla Rufa, Kashemar, didn't lay the Eze, he cried by Lacholo. You might measure which city is the closest. So, you have a city. Which, looking from above, it's the closest, but distance-wise, because it's on a slope, it might have to travel further to get to where the cholol is than another city. So that'll be considered further away. We don't make any of these different types of calculations. Whether it's mountains, whether it's valleys, as if it would be flat.
So, on the Ir Miklat, what is it? 2,000 amos tchum.
Right.
Which is, I mean, you have the Ir Levim where Ir Miklat.
Right, so that goes together. So that tchum would also be the same.
So it comes out that by Ela Rufa comes out to be a chumrah because if you're measuring everything, then you're going to get a shorter distance. Right?
If you measure everything, it'll be, well, if the cholol is here and the city's here, and there's a city here. So this city here is flat ground. Maybe it's all the way over here. So it has to travel 4,000 amas to get there. This city, from looking from above, is 3,000 amas away, but since it's got to go up and down the sides of mountains, it might travel 5,000 amas till it gets there. So this is called further. This is called closer.
So the question is, we don't do further. We measure. We try to subtract all that. So we go straight.
No, he's saying you measure everything, all the ups and all the downs is measured.
So it comes out to be.
Whereas by Shabbos we would make these approximations.
So what's interesting is that by Shel Torah normally we're machmir, here we're being makel because.
Well, it's a kula in the sense of we're ignoring some of the distance traveled. So by Torah we can't ignore any distance traveled.
It's interesting, and by the Kohen, by the Ir Miklat, so where can someone kill someone and be, you're allowed to kill them? So there you're being Mikkel because you're making the city...
So we're making the area shorter. Again, we're measuring the mountain as walked. So he walked up a mountain to 2,000 amas. If we did, had we done Havloah, he would have gotten longer to go.
So that makes sense. That's a kula because you have less area in which you can...
It's a chumrah. You can't. The protection of Ir Miklat is only extended a certain amount.
I guess this is from a perspective.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Goel Dam has more leeway.
Correct. Right. Okay. So. Okay.
I mean, an Egla Rufa is sort of like a like a civil case. I mean, you have two cities competing. Right, so one's chumra, the chumra for one, but a kula for the other.
But I mean, it's a bad thing to have it by your city. It's a whole, you have to do a kapara. It's like a whole thing.
No, I understand, but it's one city has to do the kapara. Mm-hmm. What? So,
And the point over here is that when the Chazal, we're able to create certain kulas and calculations. The rice is no kulas. You, whatever you walk, that's what it is. So the Mishnah, ain't right in element of mumcha. The person who measurers have to be people which are experts. Okay, now riba lemokim echad meet lemokim acher. If we have two measures, and one seems to be further than the other, and that could either be because two different people did it, or is one person measured two spots and he came up with different calculations. So the halacha is. Sherman Lamakim Shariba, we go with the further distance. Riba Le'echod, Mia Le'echod, Sherman Lamaruba. That's two different people. Afilo Evid, Afilo Shifchon, Nemonim Lemmer Ad Kantkum Shabbos. You know, we have a doubt. This person says, "I remember when they measured it. They measured it, X amount of years, and this is the spot." Shalom Chomim Esadar Lahakm El Lahakol. So when they made the Isra of Tchum, they created certain kulas in the halachas of Tchumin. So then we give them monas to an Eved and to a Shifra. So Grashi Ein Red and Elamin Amon Chabaki B'Medid, a person who's expert in measuring. Riba B'Mokam Echad Mim B'Mokam Acher Shenimsu Simani Tchum. Karen Ze Aruchin, Bolton, Mikoneged, Simon Tchum, Karen Shekoneged. So we have one over here in this corner, and it's further out than the one in this corner. So you're going to get like this slant. So the halacha is Sherman Lamakim Sharibu. When we see in Mida Haksara Koneged, so we say that this one is the right one, and we extend that other one out to be parallel to it. We say what happened. Apparently that one, he didn't stretch the rope properly as much as he should have. Each measuring, they have to pull as hard as they can. So so this time they did it right, and this time they didn't do it right. Farshikamora, that you already said that. In general, they created certain coolers in Hilchos Tchumen, so that allows an evidence of Shivat Minem.